This conference will now be recorded.
All right, welcome to our Labor Committee meeting. It's 5:45 on Tuesday, March 9th. In attendance, we have council members Michael O'Brien, Justin Osk, Thomas Butterfield, and myself, Vicki Davis, as well as Labor HR Director Samantha Beckman and City Administrator Brian Grammett. And the first item on the agenda is human resources options discussion. So here we go.
I apologize. We didn't have anything really to put in your package since we did have it posted on Thursday. A lot of the information we received Friday and yesterday and even some more today. But we have been getting bids or quotes, or at least finding out our options for what your HR options would be if you don't choose to hire another director at this time. So there are some HR service firms out of the cities that were recommended by the league. We also did have a couple local options that we could also pursue. I know we had gotten a quote from Employment Plus. If we were to have an HR director, or if they were to contract an interim HR director with us for 6 months, they had said a monthly bill of nearly $11,000, $10,900, and it would be a total of $65,500 over the 6 months. So obviously it would not be cheap to hire through a staffing agency. You're going to pay them more, so that obviously that's how they make money as well. I did also get a bid from a local HR company for a contract. So they would not be an employee of us. They would not be an employee of a staffing agency. They are a local HR consulting company. So they could do our full suite of HR services. They don't have a dedicated one person who would be working with us, but they could provide, all of those HR services. And their bid was for $8,500 a month. So the total fee would be about $51,000 for a 6 month duration. However, that does not include any expenses. If they would need to incur any mileage or housing expenses. I know they have one rep who is actually local in Wilmer, and their other main owner is in the city. So I would assume the Wilmer owner would be the one mostly serving our account, but they obviously would need to travel to our different facilities and possibly the council meeting and things like that. They do also state in their proposal that if there are any additional services or projects that we wanted to add on to kind of the standard HR functions, that could possibly incur an extra cost as well. So a lot of options to consider. I do want to email
Samantha,
you something. Yes.
Well, while you're on that topic, I did check with Employment Plus, and they're originally, it didn't state that expenses and travel was itemized, but that is in addition to their fee. So it's the two proposals that we do have, at least now we know they're consistent. Basically, it's here's the fee and all the other additional travel, and if lodging or anything of that is required, that would be an addition. And I just will point out that I talked to Samantha about it, because Councillor Butterfield had mentioned that there was a few more local employment agencies that we could look at, and I actually did contact them all. Just gave them a phone call. GNS closed down their business as of Christmas Day, and Western Staff, which is called We Staff, is not interested in pursuing the relationship. They have a different focus. They're not into the HR thing. They suggested we go to as Samantha knows, maybe go to the SHRM organization and see if there's any people out, you know, in the HR world that still, you know, maybe want to do something part-time. And so that was their suggestion. GNS actually said if they come across anybody, they would just give us their name. You know, they would not be part of the employment process. Doherty and HireQuest, which used to be Command Center, they have the information and they haven't responded. So we have looked locally. The ones that are in the metro are $120 an hour kind of contracts, and that's that. That far, I mean, when I did the interim in Wilmer, you know, almost 2 years ago, that was $70, you know. So it would just cost too much to go metro wise to accomplish what we're going for. So okay. So that was my 2 cents worth. Go ahead, Samantha.
Okay. So I did just email you all a document as well that I have just been compiling recently. I have a network of HR directors from other similarly sized cities that we'll frequently network with and bounce ideas off each other. So I have reached out to all of them to ask how many full-time equivalent and part-time employees they have, as well as how many HR staff they had, just for comparison to our own city. And another number I would like to throw out there too is the current pay range for the HR director is $80,000 to $105,000 a year. So obviously, if we're paying a staffing agency $65,000 for 6 months, it's really not going to be cost savings than hiring our own employees. But excuse me, to go to the Excel document I just sent out here, I included Wilmer at the top just with our part-time range, and that range is so wide because in the summer it's close to that 200 number, and then there are dead spots during the winter where it's much closer to that 30 number. So I apologize for the wide range on the part-time employee side, but it really does vary quite a bit, especially with last year and a lot of programming being shut down. So it does vary. But so other similarly sized cities, you can see the only one who on our list of the people who responded who didn't have a full-time dedicated one person always dealing with HR was St. Peter. And they didn't provide any information to me on how many part-timers they have. So I can reach out and try to get more data on the part-time side too. But otherwise, you'll see that every other city does have at least one full-time dedicated HR person on staff, if not two. And then also in addition has at least one or more part-timers to assist them as well. So, oh, and I did also reach out to the utilities and the county about, I know there had been some discussion about possibly trying to combine HR services. So I did broach the subject with them. Obviously, that's something that would take a lot more time to iron out between everyone. But my 2 cents would be, we do function as completely different entities and we have completely different benefits and unions and contracts. So I don't know that we get any economies of scale by combining with two different companies that have two different sets of benefits and pay and contracts and personnel policies. But they were not against the idea, but it's obviously something they have to bring up with their board, and it would obviously take a lot of time to figure out what that would look like.
Council Member O'Brien.
We had talked a little bit about combining an assistant position with the HR position. Are we still considering that?
Mr. Grammets?
Yeah, members of the committee, you know, having, you know, gone to the city council meeting shortly after being notified by Samantha of her leaving, you know, I hadn't really had a lot of time to really think about what the future would hold. And there had been conversation regarding combining positions. But, you know, after this last week and working through the providers of the interims and having discussions with them, and also, you know, Samantha, I guess my professional opinion would be not to combine, you know, the assistant city administrator and HR. And here's the bottom line. As you notice, the numbers that Samantha presented was, you know, most cities have one, if not two, and maybe one full-time and, you know, maybe a couple part-time kind of a thing. And if we were to combine the assistant city administrator with the HR, we still, you know, the reality is we would have to hire another person, because, you know, somebody in their wisdom a few years back said we want a full-time HR person, and that's basically what we have here. You know, Samantha had adjusted her time in the office, but we ended up bringing on a part-time person to compensate, right? So if you make the assumption that everything that happens in HR is a full-time position, and then when you take the assistant and merge them together, I've seen it done, but then you have to hire another person, administrative clerical assistant type person, to do, you know, like 60% of what the HR person was doing, you know, so you know, you're not getting any further ahead, is what I guess I'm trying to say. And then I think it was a comment made by a city council member at a council meeting where they said they would like, you know, to see the new city administrator select their own assistant. You know, we're not going to fill that position and then hire the city administrator. We're going to hire the administrator and then let them fill their assistant position, which, to be quite honest, puts us out. The new person's not going to make that decision the first day on the job. So it's going to take months for them. And as Samantha pointed out, you can't sustain a separate organization's rates, you know, for a year. I mean, that won't make any sense. It makes sense for a short time that we can pay $50, $60 an hour just to keep the boat afloat. But if we're going to spend, you know, $200,000 on the HR person while we wait, you know, to fill the assistant in the future, from an economic perspective, it don't make any sense to me. From a staffing perspective, if I was going to prioritize, I would say we need the HR person as soon as we can, and let the new city administrator fill the assistant city administrator position. I mean, there's enough to do. That's not the issue for both positions. And I just see we fill one position with both of those jobs, and we're going to have to hire somebody else to pick up the shortfall. I mean, that's just the way life is. So that's what I came to my realization. I wrote it all down. I use the analogy, you know, I've put 5 pounds in a 4-pound bag before, and it usually never turns out the way I expect it to. You know, it gets messy. My suggestion is to deal with the HR position and let the assistant city administrator, let that one lie until, you know, that could be done in 2022. You know, I think you want to give the city administrator some time to, you know, lay things out and understand what the needs are. I have my own opinion, but the new person coming in may not agree, and that's what I heard from the council earlier, was let's just, you know, hold off on that position and let the new person do that. So I would say go ahead and let that happen. But combining the two, I'm just reluctant to do that. That's my recommendation. You guys can do whatever you want. I mean, you're the labor committee and ultimately the city council decides. But I wouldn't do it. And that's what I would recommend, is that we just focus on the HR, get that up and running.
Okay, Mr. O'Brien.
Samantha, you worked what, 4 days a week?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. How many hours the person that worked underneath you, how many did they work full time, 5 days a week?
No, I have a part timer who comes in 2 days a week. So it was 16 hours before the pandemic. And then for about 6 months there, she didn't work at all. And now she works probably about 14 hours a week. And then I do also have Janelle, who she's the one who helps me with resolutions, agendas, labor committee postings, and all of that. That's through Janelle. Just FYI.
Okay.
Mr. Ask?
Yeah, who is the local HR company that gave the 60 and change $1,000 bid for the services there?
Yeah, that is through Vina Consulting, and I will forward you both of these proposals. One of them I got Friday, and honestly, the other one, I don't remember which day I got it, but I'll forward you the Employment Plus and the Vina one in full, so you can read through all of them. But yeah, she is actually a colleague who I've interacted with through various businesses in Wilmer here. So I have not worked with her company specifically, but that's who that is through.
And Brian, can you remind me the timeline for when we could expect to hire a new city administrator, like even in a ballpark estimate?
Yeah, I think the selection probably was going to be like the end of May, final, interviews and final selection end of May. And then technically it could potentially be, if they're currently working, they may say they need 40 days or 45 days or 30 days, or they could be in between jobs and they could show up the next day. You just never know. But if they're working, it's at least 30 to 45 days to have them show up. So that puts you pretty close to the end of the summer. June, July, midsummer in there.
Mr. Butterfield, did you have something to say?
Yeah, on the staffing companies, did they give you a quote for a direct hire? If they were just to hire for this position, for a permanent position at all?
Jeff, I do remember, I'm going to try to find it quickly, but I think if they had found a direct hire, I think their fee was it 18% of the total salary? Yeah, 18%. I would recommend trying to fill it on our own first, so we could obviously save thousands of dollars, but that is an option if we are unable to find someone.
Yeah, in answer to Councillor Butterfield, I would be utilizing the temporary help in between to try to fill the position ourselves first. Just like we did the last time and probably the original time, we didn't actually go out. It doesn't, we've got somebody on staff. It doesn't necessarily cost us anything to, other than the ads and the time to do it. So that would historically be how we would first try to do it. And if for some reason it comes up empty, then we'd look at trying to find, help in that specific area. I mean, like, if it was a city engineer, department head or public works in Wilmer, or a police chief or any of those, some of those get a little bit more specific than just posting an ad in your local, newspaper kind of a thing. It would need to go out farther. But for the most part, I would think we would first try to do it in-house just because of the cost. I mean, 18% of $100,000 is $18,000. And I think we should be able to do it for less than that in-house. We have the capabilities. That's historically how it's done.
Mr. O'Brien?
Samantha, how did you locate this position? How were you find an ad, or how did you locate this position that you're now hired for?
I am sure I must have found it online. That's probably the only place I would have looked. We don't get a paper, so I must have found it online.
Did you live here locally?
Yeah, I've lived here for 6 years now, back in the area.
I mean, when you answered the ad, were you living here then? You were.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm just going to ask a question. You're in this field. You hear a lot of talk. Do you know of anybody that may be interested in this position locally?
I can't say of any individual off the top of my head. The only lead, I guess, that I had was this HR firm, because I knew she did consulting services. I have another HR networking group that's local to the area that I could certainly send the posting out to them as well. I get several emails with job openings from them, maybe two or three a month, of either people who are moving to the area and looking for HR, or local companies that have HR openings. So I could certainly send the posting to that group as well.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things that's become really popular in recruitment, and Councillor Butterfield probably knows this better than anybody, is just the online advertising of positions through the different forums, that are out there. I've done this where you put an ad out and you get somebody from Australia applying for a job that they saw on, whatever job site you happen to place it on. I think Samantha and I talked about there's like three or four of the major ones that put your ad out there and it goes to the, into the world, So I don't think that's necessarily a problem. I do understand the concept that everybody says, well, we want to make sure we give our local people an opportunity, and we can put ad in the paper. There's local places where we can notify people, of an opening. I mean, we can go on the radio. We can, it's not that, bizarre that we couldn't do the local stuff ourselves. And hopefully there's somebody. There could be somebody at, the hospital that is just saying, this has been fun, but I think I want to move over to the city. I mean, you just never know where these applicants may stem from. So I think it's possible to get somebody that's fairly local. I think if they're most businesses have HR, and we got a lot of large businesses in the Willmar area. The last HR people that I hired were all from the private sector and moved into the government sector. And sometimes that's kind of hard because they're going, the government side has way more labor rules than the private sector does. And something that they could do in the private sector, they can't do in the public sector. It's illegal. So there is a transition from private to public, but I've seen it done before with good success. So, I'm not too concerned about somebody not being in the public sector. That can be trained. At that level, they should be able to read and understand the subtleness of what we have to go through on the government side. The other thing I'll just kind of point out, I'm just generally going to say this, and I'm not to get into any specifics, but I think we all know there's a lot of recruiting going on, and going to be going on over the next probably 6 months. And that's just a piece of the pie. The other HR stuff is just the day-to-day grind of the personal action forms that come through, where an employee says, I moved. I need to tell you what my new address is. I changed my checking account. My check has to go to a different bank. One of my children graduated high school, and I got to take them off my policy, or they got married and they're not on my policy anymore, you know, for health insurance. All of those day in and day out stuff, you know, need to get done. And that's a large part. And then you have in April, we've got, which Samantha is not going to participate in. It bothers me to no end, but we've got two mediations on labor contracts that we have to do. That's like above and beyond the normal day-to-day stuff. We've got a couple of situations that are going to just flat out eat up lots of time, because they're not nice things, you know, that have happened within the organization, and human resources is going to be hip deep in wading through that. Samantha's not going to be here. We'll have to take care of that. I don't have any problem, you know, working that stuff through, but then I can't be doing other stuff. It's just simple as that. I noticed today I was getting a little stressed out. I've got Invest in Wilmer. I've got this meeting coming up. I'm working on the city council agenda. And I got to the point where I went, I have to look outside my patio door. I can't take it anymore. I need a break. And so I go outside, get some fresh air, come back in. It's not going to get easier, you know, in the next, you know, 2 or 3 months while we even, you know, work with HR. It's going to be tougher. And I need to have somebody who's experienced in HR in the short term, but in the long term, I do think we need to have a full-time HR person. I'm willing to hear any of your you know, thoughts or comments on what we do next. So that's just where I'm at.
Mr. Ask?
I know, Brian, you mentioned before that someone at council made the comment about the new city administrator making the hire. That was probably me. It sounds like something I've said at council before, but and you know, kind of looking at it almost like as a cost saving measure is how you were addressing it. I'm not necessarily concerned about saving money. It doesn't seem like it would cost us any more money to go with Vina. My other thought is, not only did they buy us time to possibly re-examine a new staffing structure and waiting for the administrator to do that, which I still think seems positive to me, they're also be there the day that Samantha's not, would they not? And if we're hiring our own and they're giving, you know, proper notice to their current employer, all of that stuff that you talked about as being a heavy lift for us in April, could it be with no one in the chair to assist you in that? Am I missing something there?
Well, if we can get the interim, you know, lined up and on site, you know, that takes some of the pressure off. It's not going to be cheaper. It's not a cost saving to bring the interim in. It's not, I even looked at it as, you know, if we combine the assistant with the HR and then we hired a support administrative staff, you know, that could save us money, you know, in the long run, because you got one highly paid person and maybe a not so highly paid person as compared to having two highly paid individuals. And then I kind of backed away from that and just said the savings, you know, could be there, but, you know, at what cost? At what cost to getting the job done, I guess is what I'm saying. The other side of that coin is looking into the future, and that is most assistant city administrators, be totally honest with you, they want to be a city administrator. Okay, so unless the city administrator is about 60 years old, they're not gonna wait around, you know, they're not gonna wait 10 years. The 3 years is about the time when you kick assistant administrators out of the nest, so to speak. They've learned about as much as they can, and now they're going, let me have my own city to be a city administrator, and then they usually move on. So the thought of not only having the assistant city administrator leaving and my HR person leaving at the same time is not a good thought for the city of Wilmer. I do not recommend that. It got into my brain cells and I went, it's bad enough when one leaves, what you end up having to pick up and you know, fill in and make sure that everything is done. But now you take those two big functions out of the system, and then you're going like, now what am I gonna do? You know, so I looked at it in that manner. It may not be cost effective, it may cost a little bit more, but in the long run, I think it's the safer bet for the employer, which is the city of Wilmer. I mean, we've gone through this once before, and when the park and rec director was hired, they said, well, you know, what should we do with the arena manager? And the director said, oh, I'll take care of that. And so now they're doing the director's job and they're doing the arena manager's job. And then we threw on four projects for Invest in Wilmer, you know, to the tune of, you know, $21 million and meetings every night, dang near, you know, four different projects with engineer and two architects and a construction manager. I mean, I'm concerned about that position. And we talked about adding an arena manager and taking that load off of him to, let's say, not burn him out or, you know, not make life so terrible that he doesn't want to come to work. So I've seen where we group people together and now let's say the park and rec director leaves, and now we got nobody for the arena and we got nobody for the director, and we've got twice as much issue. I'm just saying, it's, you can do it for a short period of time. Like when I've seen the assistant city administrator help is when we had library in Ulm, when the library director retired, you would send the assistant over for 6 months to keep the library going. When you know, HR was where there was an opening, you'd put the assistant in there for 6 months. So kind of like a temporary department head, you just slid them in where needed in special projects. Now, if you put the assistant in a, I need a dependable, long-term understanding the whole operation, and they're cycling in and out every 3 years, that's not good for the organization either. And so I'm just pointing these things out. Right. That's how city administration works. I know it, and so I need to pass that on to you so you guys can make good decisions.
Yeah, I hear you. You made that point. Well, my question, I guess, just still comes back to, if Vin is going to do all the things we need them to do and not cost us any more than hiring someone right now, why wouldn't we wait so the new city administrator could hire the person that they want, be involved in that process? Again, with the benefit of Vin being on site on day one when Samantha is not.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that I don't know that they're necessarily offering us a full-time experience. They're a la carte, you know, kind of a thing, and they're estimating what does it take to keep you afloat. I guarantee you they're probably not planning on coming to the mediation sessions, you know. They're probably not going to get into the labor negotiations for the supervisor unit, which we haven't settled yet, you know. So they're there to help. It's more at a limited scope. Maybe they'll give us 80% of what we need, but they're not giving us the whole experience of having a full-time person. And that's, you know, if you were, you know, to go a year for it, that would be tougher to do than if we just, you know, did it for 4.5 months just to get by until we fill the position, you know, or 6 months. You can do stuff for a short period of time, but it just keeps building up, and pretty soon you're going, okay, I got stuff on my plate, and there's nobody here going to do it. So that would be my answer to you, is that they're not giving us 100% of the job.
Got it.
They're just, thank you. They're just giving us bits and pieces just to keep us afloat.
So with this firm that fills in for HR until we hire someone, is there a contract for a certain amount of time? Or if we hire somebody a month from now, is that okay? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know that, I don't believe we're hiring for a specified like 6 month period. Everything that I've talked to him about was, it could be 4 to 6 months. Heck, it could be 8 months, depending on what decisions, you know, we make here and the city council makes. But it's fluid. They know that we would be filling it with a full-time position. And if everything were to click, that's just the end of their time. And we use their services as needed. When the time comes, we don't need them, you know, we cut the rope and we're done. And that's what it's been with everybody I talked to, you know, even in the metro, the firms, the much, you know, bigger firms that do a lot of this, you know, they were just saying, yeah, we're here for you as long as you need us. But they're the ones charging $120 an hour too, so.
Mr. Butterfield?
What are part-time HR person be willing to step up a little bit for full time for a little bit to help out?
I know for sure she would not go full time. She does substitute teach and things like that, so she would not be available to work full time. I did ask her if she would be willing to put in more hours, and she's still thinking about that for me right now. I know when she applied for this job, I talked about this job. Exactly what she wanted was 2 days a week. She didn't want a full-time position. And she also helps with mostly the administrative stuff. She had no previous experience in HR. So obviously she's learned a lot since she's been here. But there is a lot of things that she just wouldn't know and doesn't know to do.
Well, as far as combining the assistant administrator with the HR person, I feel like I was on board with that before, but now hearing what Mr. Grammans is telling us, I don't think it's a good idea to combine them anymore. I don't know how the rest of you feel, but that's how I feel. Mr. O'Brien.
Mr. Grammans. What takes longer, to hire an assistant administrator or an administrator?
Historically, it would be the city administrator would take longer because you're doing the assistant in all likelihood in-house.
Right.
You know, there's a much lengthier process for the administrator than the assistant because, you know, historically it would be the, you know, if it wouldn't necessarily have to go through all the city council stuff, if you follow me, you know, it doesn't have to wait 2 weeks for the next council meeting. With the assistant, you go through the process, you make your selection, and you basically you hire them, you know. So going through the city council obviously takes more time because get everybody together for the interviews and you know, meet twice a month kind of a thing. It just drags it out. but it can be done much short, you know, probably a month and a half shorter for sure, if not even 2 months.
Is it that important to have your administrator in place before you hire that assistant administrator?
My first thought was no, you know, because if you had all the positions filled and then you filled the city administrator, the administrator would work with whoever's there, right. You know, but I do understand the theory, you know, or the position of, you know, allowing the city administrator to select their assistant. I mean, I don't have any issue with that concept either. It's just that if I had to choose between, you know, like HR and the administrator, I would fill the HR person first and let the city administrator do the assistant. I wouldn't even question that. If my HR was still here and all we had was the open assistant position, I have no qualms of, you know, filling that position and moving forward. I mean, I wanted to do that last year, quite honestly, so the assistant would be here as I transitioned out, but that decision was not made to do that. And so now we run into this, oh, well, we'll fill the assistant position, but I'm also walking out the door. So that just creates like a hole, a bigger hole. And then a decision, well, do we fill it now or we fill it later? I can go either way on it, to be quite honest. I just remember going down to Sioux Center, Iowa, as their city manager. And they called me up 2 weeks before I was to show up. And they said, would you be upset if we filled the secretary position, you know, your secretary, before you get here? And I went, oh, no, go ahead. I don't care. When I got down there, I did, you know. I don't know that I would have selected that, you know, clerical support person. but somebody did it and you lived with it, you know, right? We all, you know, we've all done it in our jobs, you know. People were there when we show up. We don't get to choose them, but you just work with them.
You said there's a possibility we could probably get an assistant administrator 2 months earlier than we could get a quote-unquote administrator. In this situation that we're in right now, what about searching for an assistant administrator and an HR at the same time?
Well, that was assuming the city administrator search and the assistant started at the same time, and that's not going to be the case. So, you know, even if we did start the assistant, it potentially could be, shoot, the same day the assistant and the administrator would show up at the same time, kind of a thing. You know, if you start them at the same time, yeah, it could be faster, but we've already started the administrator, you know, search. And by the time we got geared up to do the assistant, you know, we'd be a couple of weeks down the road even. So I'm not seeing any, between the two for Wilmer, it's probably a horse apiece. It's not going to make a whole lot of difference. But if you were to have started them at the same time, you could have filled the assistant before the city administrator. If that makes sense to you?
Yeah. There is some turnover right now in Wilmer, and what would be the problem with putting a search out right now for the assistant administrator position in locally?
If that's a decision, you know, the council wants to do, that's up to them. There's right now it's kind of placed on hold until the administrator. But if they change, you know, their mind and say, no, we want to fill it, you could get the process started. It's just that Samantha's going to be gone, yeah, and the interim, you know, is going to have to pick that up, and it's not going to be probably as smooth or as fast as one would hope. I just point that out. Then you get to Councillor Butterfield's position of maybe saying, okay, fine, we contract that out, you know, to a search firm. But you're gonna pay for that. So You know, even if it's 18% again, is that worth maybe taking an extra month, you know, before you fill the position? Is it worth $18,000? You know, that's a decision. That's a more of a policy decision for you guys.
Okay, Mr. Ask.
Could we search for an interim director? I mean, is there a likelihood that we could, you know, do an internal search and come up with a candidate that would fill it on an interim basis? Or is that not likely to produce the candidates that a long-term opening would?
You know, Samantha, if you get any thoughts on this, you know, my first thought is a few of the firms, the search firms that I talked to, you know, even locally, said, yeah, you might put the word out and you might get somebody who's, you know, just retired or something and or in between jobs, is not looking for a full-time job right now, but, you know, looking for something to keep them busy, you know, and you know, get compensation. Those would they're going to be far and few between, you know, because it's interim. I mean, it's your pool of candidates. If you said, who all wants a full-time job, you know, raise your hand. Or who wants a part-time job, or not a part-time but an interim job, it's only going to be up to 6 months. There's just less number of people out there like that are interested in that. So I don't know, Samantha, if you've got any comments on that.
Yeah, I agree. Because if you're going to advertise for, you know, full-time benefit eligible position, you're going to get people who are in careers looking to make a switch. If you're only offering a couple of months, no one's going to look at that because they're not going to leave their full-time benefit job to take a job for a few months and then have nothing. So I do think you get very different applicants depending on which route you choose to advertise.
Okay, while you're mulling that over, Vicki, I think one of the things I wanted to, I guess, ask everybody here, which is different than ask. A little bit of humor. It's getting dark outside.
How long are we waiting on that one to say?
I guess, you know, when I listened to the motion about doing, you know, the interim, you know, contacting search firms to get somebody, you know, to get in, find somebody to get in here, you know, I thought I heard, and I've re-listened to the audio and video a couple of times. I thought I heard the motion was to authorize the city administrator to proceed and try and do it local if at all possible. Okay. But when the mayor repeated the motion, he added a couple words at the end, and it was, and bring back to the council. He said, so what I hear is the motion is to proceed, try and get it done local, you know, addressing Butterfield's concerns about, you know, not being local. And so I heard that. And then the last part he said was, and then bring it back to the city council. So I guess I'm asking the labor committee to help define what that motion was. I know what I heard the motion was, but then when it was kind of repeated, it was a little fuzzier than what I thought. So I was actually going to call Councilor Nelson and say, you know, I know what you said. And the mayor obviously didn't make the motion. He was just repeating, you know, and maybe paraphrasing a little bit. But I guess I'm looking for a direction. Are you as a group looking to say, we're going to look at these two proposals we have, and then 2 weeks from now, we're going to come back and make a decision on one of the proposals? Or are you saying, yeah, we want to see what these things look like, but Brian, you know, you got to get on the stick on this one, and we need to get the interim all lined up. So if nothing else, you know, maybe Samantha can impart some information on where stuff is in her office, kind of a thing. How fast do you want me to get this done, I guess is what it boils down to being, because of the two I have in hand, I obviously have a preference. Some of it's financial, but some of it's a la carte as compared to the other proposal. But if we're waiting to do this like as the labor committee and then bring it back to the council to make the final authorization to enter into the interim contract, we're probably 2, maybe 3 weeks out before we could even get somebody in, signed on the contract. Because we would come back to labor 2 weeks from now, and then the week after that would be the city council. So I'm just pointing this out. I felt uncomfortable after it was all said and done. I went, and what exactly am I supposed to do? So that's what I'm kind of putting in front of the labor committee.
I felt like the intention of that motion was to let you do this, let you find someone for us. That was what I thought the intention of it was, not that you research it and then bring it back and then we decide. I thought it was just you go do it. So that is that what you guys, your take was, Mr. Oss?
That's what I voted for. I had no intention that you were coming back to us with interim options.
Yep. Well, that's what I heard. But then, like I say, on the paraphrase, it came back and bring it back to council. And I went, okay, what does that mean now?
Mr. Butterfield?
That's what I heard too, but maybe we should just give the mayor a quick call and see if what he meant by that. See if he answers. And if he doesn't answer, then we move on without it and go from there. But I was under the understanding that labor was gonna move on this and give you the permission to go ahead and get her done. That was my understanding of the vote.
I feel like the motion in my mind was the one Audrey said. It wasn't so much moving on what the mayor said. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why. No, that's what I heard, and I just wanted to clarify it. And I can talk to the mayor, tomorrow just to verify it. But like I say, what I heard on the video and audio was, or seen on the video and heard on the audio was what I'm feeling your responses are tonight. So, all right. So is there anything that we need to do now from your end, your guys' end or perspective?
Well, I have one question about hiring an HR director as far as the job description. Do we want to have knowledge of Kronos put on there?
No, I don't think so, because whoever comes in adapts to the program you have. And Samantha and I have talked about this, and Kronos is out in the private sector probably more than the public. And I don't think anybody from Rochester, the city of Rochester, is coming, to Wilmer for this job. I just don't think so. But, there are cities that do use Kronos. But I don't think we want to, identify and say you have to be versed in it. In talking with the I'll call them the headhunters, the search firms, I just said, just out of curiosity, is Kronos something, that creates a liability or a positive? And they said, oh no, we have, people that we use all the time, for filling jobs. They're used to Kronos. It's a non-issue. So I don't think it's a big issue as some people might think it is. It's just that we have one major department that is having a little bit of difficulty with getting it figured out, but most everybody else has it figured out in the city. And I think anybody coming in would be able to work it through.
Okay, sounds good. Mr. O'Brien?
Samantha, being new on the block, so to speak, what were your quote unquote qualifications, when you interviewed for this position, what did you work somewhere before in HR, or was this your first time?
No, I was also the HR director for St. Francis Health Services. They are headquartered in Morris, Minnesota. They own 13 skilled nursing facilities and assisted livings across the state. They also own Prairie Community Services, which is a group home. So they have several homes around the state. They were a nonprofit. I was an HR director there for them for 3 years. And then before that, I worked for actually two separate staffing agencies. I actually started out in recruiting at GNS. And then when we moved to Rochester, I worked for a staffing agency there to do internal HR, not recruiting on that one. So I have been in HR since I graduated from college.
Okay, so you had pretty extensive background. Okay.
And there are a lot of HR professionals in Wilmer. I do network with quite a few of them. So it has become something that every company needs. If they're big enough, especially, they need a full-time person. So there definitely are a lot of HR professionals in the area. And I don't know of any personally, but some of them have to be looking to make a change. I'm sure there would be local applicants as well as applicants from farther away, but I don't doubt there would be.
Right. I had mentioned to Mr. Gromitz that I'd been hearing a little bit about some turnover in different companies. And Mr. Gromitz made the comment to me, he says, I'm going to turn over every stone. And so I take that as a very positive remark, because I think that's exactly what we have to do, is turn over every stone. And as soon as possible, because like I say, we're just getting in position now. We're going to be hiring and looking for people all over the place.
Mr. Butterfield?
Just curious on these contracts for the interim. Are they, if we go with them, or is it going to be exclusive, or is it going to be open where they only get paid if they fill the position? That would be my first question on that.
So for VINA, they would not be searching for an applicant for us. They would just be taking care of our HR services. And that would be for as long as we hire them. So I would assume we could try to work out a month-to-month agreement with them. I don't think we'd have to commit to a full 6 months. I would assume we could do month-to-month. It doesn't say that specifically on here, but I could find out. Employment Plus, I don't remember seeing anything in this contract as far as searching. I don't believe they would have to be exclusive if they're searching for a replacement. The contract I sent you is for them to provide interim HR services for 6 months. I'm not sure if that would be someone they already have in mind, someone they already have on staff. It really doesn't say.
I haven't seen any of the contracts, so I don't have one.
Yeah, Councilor Butterfield. Yeah, I just mentioned that all we're really talking about is just the interim contract right now, and that during that interim time period, I would recommend that we do the advertising and we do the recruiting for the filling of the full-time position. That would not be contracted out. That would be, you know, within the organization. Or we would include that as, you know, some of the work that the interim would do for us. They wouldn't charge us more for it, you know, like 18%. They wouldn't do that. They might charge us an extra $50 an hour, you know, to include that as part of their scope of services. But so we would, in essence, not really have a contract right at the start of this to fill a position, I think we would start that just an in-house search like we did last time. But we always could, if we wanted to, say, well, we don't have time and we can contract with an outside search, you know, firm at a later date, you know, after we, you know, in a month from now, you know. But that's not the plan. That wouldn't be my recommendation as a plan. Would be, let's get the interim in place and let's get it on a solid footing, you know, for you know, a couple of weeks so that everybody knows what's going on, and then internally recruit for the full-time position locally.
Yeah, I see your point on that, like that. And I was just kind of curious on a couple things. So.
Okay. Does anyone have anything else? So what do we need to do anything, or now we just wait for you to find the interim?
Well, yeah, I think I'll proceed with the interim, but I guess if there was to be a recommendation out of this meeting tonight to, you know, like to not combine positions like we had initially thought at the council meeting, then that would require a motion, you know, by somebody here tonight, and then that would show up in your minutes and carry forward as a recommendation to the city council to not do that. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, tonight, it could be 2 weeks from now, but I think the council said, you know, go look at joining the positions. If you decide you want to do that, then you're going to have to come back to the council and say, yes, here are the job descriptions that we've modified. And if you come back and say, no, we don't think that's a good idea, I think either way, you got to come back to the council, you know, and tell them one way or the other. So that would necessitate a motion, you know, tonight or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. It doesn't really matter. It's on your schedule. So if you want to think about what we talked about tonight, about the long-term filling of these positions, next time we meet, it'll be on the agenda to, you know, make a decision and a recommendation to the full city council.
Okay, Mr. O'Brien.
Mr. Gromitz, that does not mean that starting as soon as, you know, you get off this meeting that you're not gonna start looking. I mean, if we don't sign for 2 to 3 weeks, it doesn't mean you're gonna wait 2 to 3 weeks to start looking.
Yeah, because, you know, the city council said go back and look at, you know, the opportunities to combine positions. So I need to have the decision, do you want to combine the positions or not, made one way or the other. And then if you said we're not going to combine, we're just going to hire the HR, then at that point I can go out and search. Not, you know, not a problem. I can go locally. But I don't know that, you know, you may or may not be willing to do that tonight. And since the city council, you know, kind of kicked it back to labor to think about it. And because if you decide to combine, that sets into place a bunch of dominoes. Then we got to change the assistant job description. We got to change the HR job description. We actually got to look at the scoring of the points of the two positions. And I'm just letting you know that I can see without an HR person on staff working this thing through, you know, like before Samantha left, this is probably a 3 month process to go through that whole thing. That's why I said at the council meeting, you got the short term, you know, the interim, and then you've got the short term filling or the long term filling of the HR. The short term is just pick up where we're at now, right now, and advertise. Get on with the show, as you know, like Councillor O'Brien is saying, we just start advertising. We just do it. But what I heard the council say was, well, we should probably look for economies of scale, or we could mush, you know, a couple of jobs together to see if it works. That's the long term thing. So if you're going to wait for that, it could be 3 months before I would start looking to fill the position full-time. That's why having the interim, you know, I always told them 4 to 6 months. So if it took us 3 months to get through changing all the job descriptions and evaluation of points for pay equity and all the things that we have to abide by, I still then have 3 months to fill the position, which, you know, is potentially doable. That's the 6 month period. But if you said tonight, nope, just go fill the position, you know, in 3 months, we probably could have, you know, potentially somebody on site. Maybe I'm being aggressive on the timing, but Samantha, I think if we advertised, you know, for a month and went through the process, 2 months, we should have it, the finalist, you know, selected. And maybe Mr. Butterfield has, you know, being he's done this, you know, numerous times, with a business, maybe he could, you know, enlighten us on if he thinks it's longer or shorter. But those are my thoughts.
Mr. Butterfield?
Yeah, I've been out of the staffing business for about three, four years now, so I don't know what the market trends are on stuff like that. But when I did leave, I know it was a long, long process to even get anybody. But I'd like to see a city start looking now. I don't know if Samantha can reach out to like Southwest State University, Bemidji, Morris, you know, see if they have an HR program out there and talk to their recruiting job placement officer with the college, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to be sending this out to some postgraduate people that may want to move back to West Central Minnesota. That would be what I would be doing if I was in a staffing company. Would be one of my first things I'd be doing.
Yeah, I was recommended by one of the firms that I contact, Ridgewater College, because they would have maybe somebody interested, you know, that's do, you know, in HR coursework, that would be interested in maybe doing an internship. And I said, well, that's internship would be great, but I need somebody that is can kind of hit the ground running, you know, it's not an internship kind of a thing that we're looking for. But they might have somebody on that they know about that's already graduated and is looking to come back to Wilmer. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what their job placement peoples do. You know, like Ridgewater, I could send my resume over to them right now and say, hey, I'm looking for a job, and they would go work for me to find me a job too. That's what a lot of these colleges will do. They'll search and check with some of the past graduates, you know, see who wants to move back to the area.
Yep. Well, we can do that. I mean, that was recommended, you know, yesterday already to me that's an opportunity to look at.
Well, I think I'm going to make a motion to recommend the City Council to accept a resolution to keep the assistant administrator and the HR job separate. Do we have a second? Okay. Any discussion?
This can be, doesn't have to be necessarily, I mean, this can be changed. I mean, we're talking about it now, we make a motion, but we can also discuss this later and make a change depending on how things flow, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Butterfield?
So, like, I'm on the same page as Mr. O'Brien, is that it'll take full City Council to approve this, so correct? I just don't want to step anybody's toes. I want everybody else, you know, the other council people to have their shot at this, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Yep. Yep, that's why the Labor Committee would just recommend to the City Council, and it's up to the council, you know, it's a 5-3 vote, okay. Or it's a 4-4, and the mayor gets to tiebreak it. You know, it's up to the elected people to make that decision.
I call for a vote.
Samantha, do you want to do a roll call?
Aye.
Did I miss it?
I didn't hear who you said on that last one.
Oh, good to hear.
Aye.
Yeah. Davis?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
That motion passes.
All right. Is there any other business tonight?
I did have.
For Mr. Downs to go ahead and start looking?
Not until the city council votes on it.
Okay.
We'll get it on Monday's agenda. And so as soon as the council approves it, then we'll start advertising. Or we'll get it started, you know.
Mr. Butterfield?
As far as the interim, when can we get that one started?
I think I'll sit down with Samantha, and not technically, we'll both be seated down, I guess, but we'll do a go-to and we'll kind of talk about the ins and outs, and then we'll make a decision so we can get them on board as soon as possible.
Okay.
Mr. O'Brien?
I'd just like to take time to thank Samantha for all the work she's done for the city and wish her luck on her next endeavor.
Yes, I agree. I've been on this committee for over 2 years now, and she's such a professional woman, and she's done a great job, and I will miss you. Yeah, thank you. Were you going to say something before? I feel like you were.
I was. If we were ready to move to the, I guess, miscellaneous section, I did have a little extra if we were ready.
Yep, I think we're ready.
Okay. I know that you and I had sat down and talked about the possibility of doing a confidential employee survey, where we would survey our current employees and get confidential feedback on whatever topics we really chose. Feedback for the city, what they like, what they don't like, if there's anything we could change to make their job easier. And so I had just looked into possibly if that was allowed, something that we could do. And I guess the short answer is yes, it's something we could do, and send out this survey to employees, and the results could be shared privately with just the council, not discussed openly at a meeting. But it would need to then, the results would need to then come from our attorney, and that way he could also tell you what you are allowed to discuss and not discuss about this data. So I did want to let you know, I did follow up on that. Short answer between a lot of back and forth is it is possible, if that's something the council wanted to pursue.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that was an idea that I brought to Samantha because, you know, there seems to be, I don't know, we just need to get more on the same page, council and staff. And I thought if there was a questionnaire that could be filled out. So I don't know how all of you feel about that, or do you think it would be beneficial? Mr. O'Brien?
I think anything we can do to improve public relations between staff and the council is a plus. And I think that would be, there's no harm, no foul on what you just said. And I could say anything we can do now to work with our staff, I think is a plus.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Any more thoughts? Do we need to make a motion to have you move ahead with this, or is it something you, I don't know.
I would think so. Yeah, if you wanted to move forward with creating it and distributing it.
Yeah, did you want to see the, you know, like the questions? you know, did you want, you know, Samantha to start the format, lay out some questions and see, because you may be interested in, you know, a particular vein of questions and Samantha might have a different concept. So maybe the thing to do is just to initiate the questionnaire creation and then bring it back for a labor committee to review before we you know, actually approve it, kind of a thing.
Okay, sounds good.
Do we need a motion to do that?
I don't think so. I think, you know, that's just direction, you know.
Right. Anything else? No. All right, then I will move to adjourn.
Good night, all.
All right. Okay, there we were. We're adjourned.